Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're reliant, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Yes, ma'am. And can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm on then.
Okay.
How you doing, sister?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I got peace of mind.
Yeah, me too.
I know this first start beginning stuff. Doing something is a hassle to you.
Oh, yeah.
But what I wanted to talk on today, Sister Drew, is some very heavy esoteric knowledge. And when I first started teaching with Co about 30 years ago, I told him that I was going to practice the knowledge that I learned. I had learned it up under a certain condition of me reading and prepping my mind, and I was going to call it sniper school because I had read so many books and mastered so many books, and I was a DI, which is in the military, they call you a drill instructor, but I let all the troops know that I wasn't no drill instructor. And you had to ask me who was going to be your mama and daddy for the next 12 weeks, who I was. And I got everybody straight, but that's the way it was back in the day that when we was training boys. But I had been trained this from 3 years old, from the day that I had pulled up and became a devil. Big Mama says, when I became a devil is when I got down on my all fours and started crawling. She said, as long as I was in Big Mama's arms, Sister Jude, she said I was an angel. But then I learned how to crawl, and I became a devil. She said, when you became a devil, that was showing up a devil is when you got on the side of Big Mama's coffee table and pulled your little black ass up and walked around that coffee table. We know that you were going to be a shown up goddamn devil.
Oh.
She said, because would that mean that this little angel that was in Big Mama's arm, she had to watch you 24/7 because you had a bad habit. Everything that you seen, you wanted to take it to your mouth. So if Big Mama had rat poison or anything like that, she had to get all of that shit up because you had become a devil.
Yeah.
and you were 3 years old when you did that. But you used to be an angel. So it was a hell of a lesson that I didn't understand what Big Mama, I understand the lesson that she was teaching me and that through a parable. But it wasn't nothing but the truth. But it wasn't nothing that's the way, because she lived to be 114 years old. She died 5 years ago, so she wasn't. You don't get old being no fool. But D.I. is a divine individual, which when I was D.I. for the military, that's what I call myself, a divine individual. That dealt with death instructions. That my instruction that I give you dealt with death. And this death instructions would be that other DI stood for instruments of death. And that last DI, instructor, I instructed your black ass until you learned the four things up above. This is what a DI is. And so I wanted to be my class in that form of where documentation would be all conversation, where everything had to be on point, which everything had to be in a chronological order with ethnology, and we asked ourselves who, what, when, how, why, and where did we come from. And then we make no mistake on tracing history. Your mind had to be completely open, meaning that you couldn't have any belief in order to study this, what we have studied. Your mind had to be free of a belief. Only thing that that your mind could understand was the minds of the people that was for you, which was called in all books of knowledge the Ancient of Days. And it always went back to, we go back to the beginning, so we have to find out the history of what the beginning was in all the nations of people based upon four hemispheres. Because when we divide the earth, we find out it has four hemispheres. Those four hemispheres, three of them are joined together, and one of those hemispheres is separated by the great waters, which is called the Western Hemisphere. The hemisphere that your dark complexion butt is in right now. And some people came from over at them other three hemispheres and brought some dead gods over here in the 9th century. That's what happened. That's how God came over here and got over here. The first God came over here in the 9th century because the first time that anything that didn't look like us came over here was Lee Fever the Red, which we know in today's society as the Germanic race of people, which was a Viking. And he believed in Valhalla. And his heaven was Valhalla. You see, that was the first name of what they call heaven right now. His people call it Valhalla. See, this is how we have a good damn understanding. See, this is how you see this is how, if you're a sniper, then you train in ninja training, meaning that you know the knowledge of the Book of the Order Wall, the knowledge of the Book of the Five Rings, and you have mastered these books. Then when you study information, your mind is locked in. But my mind is locked in, has been locked in like this because it was taught to me by my great-great-grandfather. It wasn't taught to me by no white folks. White folks didn't teach me. I come from the tribe called the Crow. And if you ever know anything about the bird kingdom, Sister Drew, the crow is the most wisest bird in the animal kingdom. Now, we call him a crow over here in the West, but over across the water, he's known as a raven. And that was the first bird that Noah took. Three hemispheres over there is Noah's children, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Each one of them has their own hemisphere. Those three children that after the flood. Now, the raven, when Noah let the raven loose because he know that the raven was the smartest animal in the world, bird, to go out and find some dry land, if there was any land. The raven didn't come back. See, God, the raven didn't come back because he flew across the great waters because he knew about his kinfolks over here in the Western Hemisphere who were called crows, and they had a whole nation of people over here in the Crete nation of people called themselves crows was living over here. So that raven that left, you know where that raven is now. You've been wondering where that raven was. He came over here and talked to the people of the crow. And if you notice something about the crow ain't got nothing white on him, Sister Julie. His eyeballs is black. He ain't got nothing white. Great-great-grandfather says, always remember that. In your thinking, you do not have nothing white in your thinking. But you first had to know him before you can think like him, Kim. You had to first know him how he thinks. Because if you don't know him, then you will think like him in a split second. He got you. And he got you with the language, with this language that we're speaking right here. He conquered your mind with it. He told you that it was in all language. This language here just got here. It's the youngest language on the planet that is accepted by a nation of people as their national language. And out of that language come all the hip-hop and all this jive talk and all this other cursing and whatever you want to call it, derived out of this language with certain words that was put in. And I find it simply amazing. This is the only language, the European language, that's read from left to right, and all colored people, which is two-thirds of the world, language is read from right to left. This is the only language got racist slurs in it that is create racism. That is classified as a racist slur. If you say this word, it's a racist slur. Now, no other language, no colored people language have that, and neither can you say God in the colored people's language. And when you don't know this, then this is where they conquered you. And the number one book that when you come into my class, what a teacher does, instructor, not a teacher, but an instructor, he instructs a student, and the student has to teach himself. See, the only person who can teach you is you. You, your teacher. You have many instructors. You are your teacher, because once you accept, then you then taught yourself to do what the instructor done instructed you to do. So you will never have a teacher. There ain't the one teacher, and that's yourself. And so when you can understand that, then you can understand knowledge. And this is reading. Reading is comprehension. Reading is understanding. Study history. We have to study what had came from the three hemispheres over here. What was the number one book that came from the east to the west, traveled to the east to the west? Everything is Masonic. The teaching is Masonic. What came from the east to the west? What is the number one book? Well, the number one book comes from where every nation of people agree upon one thing. In the northern hemisphere, you have the children of Japheth. You find this information at the 10th chapter of Genesis of this bloodline. In the southern hemisphere, their language is Click. They are known today as the Germanic race of people. In the southern hemisphere, you have the Hamites, the children of Ham. Their language is Bantu, and they are known as Africans in today's society. In the southern hemisphere is Shem's people. They are known as Indians, and their language is Sanskrit as we speak today. This is 2016. Out of all the books that have come across the water over here, when you go through sniper school, and you, meaning that you sort out everything, you kill off all the knowledge, you find that the number one book would be the Protocol of the Meeting of the Learned Elders of Zion, 1912, that edition. This is the first thing you know. This is reading the first thing that you get in mind. Analyze this book and compare the history and see if this book either is a lie or is it the truth. Well, we've been in this book long enough to know that we can prove that it is the truth. And some people before you, named Henry Ford, already told you that it was the truth. Told the European nation, now, we had to come back and tell the niggas over here about this book, or you don't know anything about it. And I hope you don't get offended when I call, say, niggas. And then that's what your white daddy call you. That's what I call you. It's just a word to me. It only means black. So you call yourself black, he call you a nigga, you ought to be armed. Words don't hurt you. It's what he done put them shackles on your brain with his knowledge and genocide you, which was killing you right now. So when we good students, Sister Drew, when we real good students, and we know that the protocol, this protocol, you know, and we break it down and we analyze it. In this protocol, they have what is called the funeral rites, meaning that whatever has already happened, because this was a time period thing, to call it a learned elder's desire, was a time period thing. Had happened, it would be in the funeral rites. Now, you say, why do we study the learned elders of Zion, the Zionists, and you hear people blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. When we study Hinduism, we study the history of each nation of people. And when we study the history of each nation of people, we know that the first thing that a nation gets is signs and symbols to make a language, and then the language get a god, and then get god, get a government, government people. We know this for a fact. That's the way a nation is created. Every nation of people across the water, the three hemispheres that came over here, say in their religious book that the Jews is the chosen people of God. Not them. Not nobody but them. Only the Jews. I find that simply amazing. I mean, because every religion say that the Jews is the chosen people of God, but very few people practice Judaism. They practice 330,000 different gods, religions, and that's different from Judaism. There's 330,000 different gods, and their belief is totally different from Judaism, and Judaism has been reformed from out of the original six times. And so that's when we study history, we go in a chronological order. You see, in the book of Days of the History of Samuel, and you have to understand that the Bible is the history of these people. The history just repeating itself. That's all history doing now is repeating itself. And what is spoken in the history took some time period to bring on other situations that we're in. So they wrote books that has this, and the Bible is one good book. So it told you that was before the time of Israel, meaning that when they didn't call themselves Israelites. When a man went to inquire to God, come and go to the seer. And the seer, he wasn't called a prophet because he was before time of a prophet, meaning that the first, he was a seer. So before they became Israel, before the people started worshiping Isaac, Ra, and El by mixing their seed, they started worshiping these gods right here. That tells you that in the book of Samuel. So we know that of how Japheth's children became white, lost their pigmentation because they was human beings at one time. Then they became mankind, and we learned that from Josephus and Homer the Greek wrote their history of his brothers. They brothers. Ashkenazi, who they call themselves now, well, that's Gomer's first son, who is Gomer. He's the first son of Japheth. And Magog, Gog, and Tubal, this tribe was the tribe that was living in the northern hemisphere at the time that what happened with Josephus. This tribe was living with the people was called Cushites. And see, each tribe got their different names from the original tribe due to the facts of mixing of the seed, something that you was never supposed to do. But the mixing of the seed didn't come until Japheth's children turned white. And when the human race mixed their seed with this race of people, then you created another race of people. Each time you mix the seed, you create another race of people. So my question, when the Mexican marry a Chinese, what is the baby called? A Mexanese? It's because the baby ain't neither Chinese, and the baby is neither Mexican. So this can show you how, in today's society, how the original beginning of the mixing of the seed occurred. So when we studied and we find out that the Jews is the chosen people of God, we go look up and read the protocol. So the protocol, when you read this book, and I read they're going to get one, it start off, it tells you how it came into existence and what year it came into existence. And it came into existence because the Jews was being persecuted by the Christians. And this happened at a time where in the 15th century. But this book came into this one on January 13th in 1489. The Jewish rabbi of Aaron and Providence wrote to the Grand Sanhedrin, which was in Constantinople, for advice as to the people of Arius was threatening the synagogue, what should the Jews do? This was the reply. As for what you say that the king of France obliges you to become a Christian, do it. This is the beginning of what you call infiltration and counterintelligence. And we're going to explain this unique plan. Now, you listen to what he said. He said, do it. Since you cannot do otherwise, but let the laws of Moses be kept in your mind, meaning that in secrecy you practice Yehudaism, as it was called in that time. As for what you say about the commandments to spoil of your goods, the law was that to become converted Jews, give up their possession, make your sons merchants, that little by little they will infiltrate the Christians of theirs. As for what you say about was making an attempt on your lives, make your sons doctors, lawyers, that they will take away Christian lives. Did you understand what was said in 1489? Now, this is 2016. So we can go out and look out in history, being sealed, and ask ourselves a question: who is the head of every nation of people when it comes to the top doctors, top lawyers, top professors, top scientists? You will find what? You find what? Who he called a Goheen, call him a Jew. This is what you will see. Because this was a plan. We trying to see, did they stick to their plan? Well, yes, they stuck to their plan. Now, according to the plan, it took 450 years for you to do this, to get this plan in order. 450 years, completely genocide somebody up under this plan. It didn't take them 450 years to do what they was told to do, because when they made their children the top bankers and the top doctors and the top lawyers, and what was very neat that they gave to their brother a plan where they would finance them in walls, and after three walls, they say they own you. Well, ask yourself how many walls have America fought. They say the number one thing to give a nation of people is one word. Have them to believe in a word called freedom. Had to make the majority of the people believe in the word freedom, if you make people believe in this word called freedom, then you will form a government, because this freedom would be a democratic form of government, which was based upon liberalism. And when you could get the masses of people to believe in liberalism, they explain to you what you will see. Well, what they explain to you in this book, what you will see, we are seeing it, R-A-T, as a nigga would say, right now. And you in your butthole, and you sitting around praying to a God that don't even exist, because you have to understand what they say, how they you bust your ass down to parade rest, believing in God. But we're going to deal with this word freedom. Political freedom is an idea, not a fact. The idea, one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary, with this bait of an idea to attach the masses of the people to one party of the purpose of crushing another party who is in authority. We pause there. That's a period there. We don't pause there. Now, the party that was in authority was the Republican Party, because it was it's the Republican of the United States of America. Meaning that they fought a civil war to get the Democratic form of government out, and the Republican win, but they let the Democrat form of government stay as a party. And in 2016, you can see that the Democratic form of government is the most powerful form of government it is. Old Bernie Sanders was saying, Elizabeth, any democratic form of government is socialism, and you can't understand. He was telling you the truth. Two-thirds of the American voters we speak right now is believing liberalism, to the point where you got liberal republic. So you can see through your liberalism, homosexuals got power. Through liberalism, you can be what you want to be, when you want to be, how you want to be. Worship what God you want to worship. Do whatever you want to be with this. And so when the public get infected with the idea of freedom, so-called liberalism, and for the sake of an idea, it will be yielding some of this power. It's where the theory that appears to stack the ream under government and by law of life catches up and gathers together by a new band, because the blind might of the nations cannot for one thing a day exist without guidance by liberalism. And the power which replaces that of the rule in liberalism is the power of gold. Time was in a Republican form of government that faith rules, but right now, brother, it's gold. To the point every nigga smiling got gold in his mouth. It's really amazing, Sister Drew, how this book is just tells you everything right on down. If we go with the protocol number 7, I found this amazing in the book. It says that when a Republican, a Democratic form of government become a mob form of government, and you will see an ex-slave as the president. Barack Obama represents the ex-slave. And up under his regime, this Democratic regime, you see a mob form of government taking place. Now, the way the mob form of government is taking place now is social media has turned to a mob form of government. But a mob form of government is being played out first on social media, and then people is going to start playing out a mob form of government, and you're seeing this not only in America, but all over the world. Because each nation of people is going through the same New World Order for a One World Order. So you got to break the present regime, and the only way you can break the present regime is have a situation that would create martial law, and it would go into a government coup. And this would be One World Order ran by UN. And they tell me that there's a whole lot of UN troops out up on social media. People taking UN trucks on trains and UN soldiers and everything being put in place. Because right now, the people know that you become a mob form of government. So the people that created this already know how to counterattack you, and you don't even know they counterattacked you. I mean, this is when you a good sniper, that's a ninja sniper, you know all the information of your enemy. My daddy taught me that. And great-great-grandpa taught him, and it was the teaching of our family. I've come from the Hawk clan. I'm Little Hawk. That's my tribal name. Grandpa say the only way that you can be aware, you first had to be aware. And the only way that you could be aware, you had to see where and hear where. So you had to be able to see and hear to be aware. First had to be aware of what you were seeing and hearing. And those are some of the rules that I and regulations that I was raised up on them, because they sent a message from your ass to your brain if you didn't believe like they believed. You had to believe. It was like Dad would say, a must-do activity. It was certain things he'd tell you in his teaching was a must-do activity, meaning that your blood was not going to be dismissed. If you messed up, you had messed up, he was sending that, you getting your butt to up, and you getting killed, what they call child brutality in today's society. Now, when we go to protocol number 4, I'm going to bounce back and forth in this book explaining it so you can see certain things in it, you know. You go to protocol number 4 in this book, it gives you, it talks about a Republican form of government goes through 4 stages. And we're in the last stage of that government. And a Republican form of government does not last 250 years was the longest one when they had the Democratic and Republic form of government. Well, we just celebrate 239 years. If history repeated itself, it means that in 11 years, this government would fall. And we own a collision course, is the right word to put in there, of this government falling. You can already see it. It says, after Republican passes through several stages, the first of these is composed in the early days of mad raging by the blind mob, tossing, hearing, fearing right and left. The second is demonology, from which is born Antichrist, that leads in a very to the stolen not any longer of legal matters with mind. Therefore, responsibility is unseen and secretly hidden in secret organization to others which act with more in crime. So when you see that this stage of the Republican, if you're my age, you can see where we went from a stage of being colored people and segregated to integrated in African American. You see where what happened to you from 1960 to present day. Because after 1960, you start making a transformation from being what you were when you came off the plantation. And when we trace that history and look at your stats of what you was doing, then we see that it ain't too good, because you went from 5% illiterate to 96.97% illiterate when you were 1930 off the plantation. In 1930, you was only 35% illiterate. So something happened to you from 1970 to 2016, which is about 40 some years. Something happened to you that you didn't progress, you regress to the standpoint. You regressed it to the standpoint where when they give the stats out, you're the lowest on the totem pole on every area. You lead in all the bad areas. You the HNIC. You the head nigga in charge. You the head nigga in charge. But you say you ain't. And you talking about Black Lives Matter. Black lives don't matter. charity begins at home and then spread abroad. People treat you like you treat yourself. You kill each other. And you done start killing each other till you become hip-hoppy. Till you become a hip-hoppity, hip-hopping down the bunny trail. Black folks done gunned down people. They use that K-bar on your ass, but they didn't gun down people. This shit started with the hippity-hippity-hop in New Jack City, talking about it was Wild Wild West, and that's what you got now. It's Wild Wild West, gun violence in the street. But that was designed. That was a design. According to protocol, all of this is designed. It tells you each time period. And then you go into the Bible, which is coded. You go into the 30th chapter of Proverbs, it tells you about a generation of people. So that generation of people is the XY millennium and the Z generation of people. You have five different types of generation of people that's living on earth today. That's my mama. If your mama is living, or your mama's mama is living, that's number one generation. The number two generation is me. We're called baby boomers. The number three generation, which was born in 1960. Then you got the Y generation, which was born in 1980. You got the millennium generation, which was born in 2000. You got the Z generation, which was born in 2012. These are the generations of people that you have living in America today. And what is said about this generation of people, when they start thinking a certain way at a certain period of time, has come into existence. Because it was designed for that. That was said in the protocol. It was designed. One of the most key things that you have to ask yourself is, you still there, Sister Drew? Oh, we still on?
Yes, we're still on.
Okay. One of the key things, Sister Drew, that you have to ask yourself is, in studying this knowledge, we ask ourselves many questions and we go out and ask ourselves, and we answer the question. I ask myself a question: what is the most important document in the United States of America as we speak? And when I ask myself that question, I'm going to find out it's not the Constitution of the United States of America. That ain't it. The Federal Register is the most powerful doctrine printed in the United States of America today. Power, not of law, not of Congress, not of reviews, not of executive order, but made by one man, the president. That's the most powerful document in the United States as we speak. And I don't know too damn many people can tell you the history of that document, which was written by the black people's beloved John F. K. And we know for a fact, when we know about this, we know why he got killed. Was the reason right here. They wasn't ready for this. Find it most amazing that these 12 executive orders that he wrote, each year we can go down the line and look and see what president enforced these laws. And which one ain't been enforced yet, and it ain't but one left, and that's Executive Order 1101, which says that provided for government takeover, all health, education, and welfare functions. Now, that one was put into prison by who? Barack Obama. Now, the only one that hasn't fully been taken into complete force is Executive Order 1102, where it says that the government take over the civilian workforce. Well, this is being done real cool like, Mr. Drew, because by the time that Barack Obama get out of office, the office would be done created so many government jobs and be so many people working for the government, and they're going to do away with private sector. You do away with private sector, and the government, you'll be working for the government. So everything has to be government controlled with the New World Order. So when that's not only one, but when two-thirds of the workforce is by the government, and you live in government houses, two-thirds of the people live in government houses, two-thirds of the people right now is paid by the government, well, then we already have what is known as a favoritism society, but it's nothing but social. We already live that. You can see where we're getting, everybody is on a credits and debit. Everybody just have a debit card. You won't have any currency, which you call money and kill each other over currencies, which is just a record to keep debt. It ain't nothing important. That $100 bill, that C note, as y'all love to say, that ain't about shit. 10 more years from now, you can take it and use it for toilet paper. Wipe your butt on it. You can already see this in existence. Executive Order 10995, the government take over all commercial media. Well, the media is taking over. Executive Order 10997 provides for takeover of all electric power, petroleum, gas, fuel, and minerals. The government owns all of that. The takeover of all food resource farms, Executive Order 998. These are the executives that decide to take over all modes of transportation, control all highways, seaport, airport, etc., borders, etc. The government already do that. Provide to mobilize all citizens into work brigades under government supervision. They ain't did that yet. Provide for government takeover of all health, education, and welfare functions. Done. Designate Postmaster General to operate a national register for all persons. Done. Provided for the government to take over airports and aircraft. Done. Provide the Housing and Finance Authority of relocation communities, building new homes, houses for people. Public funds designated area to be abandoned and unsafe, and establishing new locations from the population. Done. As fast as you niggas tag one product, white folks build you another one. You tag it up. Your area looked like a damn war zone. But it didn't look like that when they first built it. Why your area look like a war zone? Then you go out talking about white folks ain't doing this and white folks ain't doing that. Hell, when they give you shit, you tear it up. and you want to mark Black Lives Matter. Charity and thinking begins at home. When they gave you project, you turn it into the Jets. You turn the Jets into the hood into the ghetto, and the ghetto into the slums. You did this. You did this. You did this. White folks didn't do this. You did it. And you were out marching and begging white folks, oh, please, and praying to some three dead-ass gods so they ain't going to help you. I don't understand. I mean, you have to have knowledge. Knowledge is key. Your hippie on the stick told you that knowledge sets you free. He didn't say worshiping him, foaming in the mouth and shouting. He said knowledge sets you free. When he said the truth set you free, that's knowledge. And so when you understand the protocol, and I urge everybody to get a protocol, reading is understanding, and when you go and look, pick this up, and read it, just compare what's going on in today's society. Because history is repeating itself. And if you want to go into the Bible, you can look at Exodus 31:12-13. You're in that history in there. You're in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. This is if you're African American. Your history is in there. Right there, and Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, is what Nat Turner read, Sister Drew, and when he read that, where it says that if anybody ever had enslaved you, when he released you from slavery, kill him. And that's what Nat Turner did. That's found in the 7th chapter to the Rum. And when he read that, he started killing white people. He started teaching another theology. He said he was called. And people thought he was crazy. But that's what he read. He read that. And see, what the Bible say and what you've been taught is two different things. Because what the Bible say, it tells you who to kill and who not to kill. And then give you the story of Saul to let you know that if you didn't kill somebody, you'd be punished by letting that tribe of people, that nation school of thought, live, because apparently that school of thought would manifest, just like homosexuality. The penalty of all religions, they kill them. But if you let it stay, then it would manifest. Well, it doesn't manifest all over the world because it's a worldwide problem as we speak. So I see that big clock on the wall is ticking, Miss Drew. So I say, Yashalawam. The next.
Peace, everybody.